Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Gananaam Dva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashavastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspatahan Shrunvannotivissidhasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajini Vati Dhinama Vitrayavadu Ganeshaya Namaha Sarasvatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Bhur Bhuvaswaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat Tat Savitus Savitus Tat Tat Savitur Vare Enyam Vare Enyagum Savitus Tat Tat Savitur Vare Enyam Savitur Vare Enyam Vare Enyagum Savitus Savitur Vare Enyam Bhargo Bhargo Vare Enyagum Savitus Savitur Vare Enyam Bhargah Vare Enyam Bhargo Bhargo Vare Enyam Vare Enyam Bhargo Devasya Devasya Bhargo Vare Enyam Vare Enyam Bhargo Devasya Bhargo Devasya Devasya Bhargo Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhimahi Devasya Bhargo Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Devasya Dhimahi Dhimahi Devasya Devasya Dhimahi Dhimahi Ti Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Yo Dhiyo Dhiyo Yo No No Yo Dhiyo Dhiyo Yo Naha Yo No No Yo Yo Na Prachodayat Prachodayat No Yo Yo Na Prachodayat Na Prachodayat Prachodayat No Na Prachodayat Prachodayat Iti Pra Chodayat Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
ನಿತ್ಯೋಪನಿಷದ ಸಹನಾವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನತ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವತೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಮಸ್ತುಭ್ಯಂ ವರದೇ ಕಾಮರೂಪಿಣಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾರಂಭಂ ಕರಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸಿದ್ಧೇರ್ ಭವತು ಮೇ ಸದಾ. ಐ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಬಿಲವೆಡ್ ಮದರ್ ಸಾಯಿ. ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಎಲ್ಡರ್ಸ್, ಡಿಯರ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ಸ್, ಐ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಟು ಒನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾರ್ಮ್ ಗ್ರೀಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಒಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಜಯದಶಮಿ. Vijayadashami is celebrated with great grandeur and joy across the length and breadth of this country, marking the victory of goodness over evil, of hope over despondency, of wisdom over ignorance, and of love over hatred. At Prashanthi Nilayam, this festival is of still exceptional importance as it marks the culmination of three phenomena that are unique to Bhagwan's avataric mission, and every resident of this hallowed hamlet awaits with much zeal and ardor year after year for this festival. Firstly, the day of Vijayadashami marks the culmination of the Veda Purusha Saptaha Gyana Yagnam. Bhagwan inaugurated the very first yagnam on 1st of October 1962. This was a major event in Swami's mission of Dharma Samrakshana. On the eve of Vijayadashami that year, Swami observed that the devotees were getting active to procure precious articles like sandalwood, gold, and other precious items to be offered into Purnahuti. In the discourse he gave that evening, Bhagwan declared that he would not permit any such offering. And he said, and I quote, "It is easy to throw away a few rupees and purchase articles and throw them into the sacrificial fire and go about saying that you have done a great act of sacrifice. I am going to set you a more difficult task. I want you to sacrifice your durgunas, or the bad qualities, the faults and the failings, the temptations and the transgressions. Search for them, unearth them from the hidden places and throw them into the flames and arise aloft. That is the true offering that one has to make for the Purnahuti. On this day, let us all sacrifice our evil tendencies into the fire and emerge great, grand, and godly." This morning, we also witnessed the culmination of yet another yagnam, the Prema Yagnam, or the Gram Seva. Talking of the Gram Seva, a query often arises in the minds of critics and concerned alike. How is it that by providing food and clothes once in a year to the masses in the village, how is it going to alleviate the suffering of the poor? To answer this question, let me narrate a small anecdote. A few years ago, in one of the villages, after receiving Bhagwan's prasadam, a household lady came up to us and said, "Even our parents may forget to give us new clothes during festivals every year. But Swami, our divine mother that he is, never forgets to send us new clothes and prasadam during Dasara every year, year after year." According to me, this, dear brothers and sisters, is the essence of Gram Seva. It is this hope that there is someone above to care is what Gram Seva is all about. It is a divine assurance that the mother gives towards her children. Dear Swami, on behalf of all the staff and students of your educational institutions and everyone who is involved in the Gram Seva, I offer my heartfelt gratitude to you for giving us this unique opportunity of being channels of your love and participating in your divine mission. This evening, we have gathered here to witness the concluding session of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. And I now have the pleasure of introducing the speaker for this evening, Sri Hari Shankar Bhatt. Brother Hari Shankar Bhatt hails from Madikeri in Karnataka. He completed his BTech in Naval Architecture and Ocean Engineering from Indian Institute of Technology, Chennai, in the year 2000. He went on to complete his Master's in Business Administration from the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the year 2002. And currently, he is a Senior Manager in the Accounts and Purchase section with the Medical Care Division of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. He is also an active member of the Vedam Group at Prashanti Nilayam. I would now request Brother Hari Shankar to come over and address all of us.
Shri Sairam. Placing my humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, esteemed elders and my dear sisters and brothers, Sairam to all of you and greetings on this auspicious occasion of Vijayadashmi. We were all very fortunate this morning to witness the Purnahuti and receive the blessings in the form of prokshanam of the sacred waters from the yajnam. In the last 9 days, we have worshipped God in the form of Mother Durga, the mother goddess. And when you come to think of it, it is something so unique to Bharatiya culture that we worship God in a form that so naturally and universally evokes feelings of such pure love in us. Just consider this. 7 billion people on this planet, and it is a shrinking number that believes in God, and even then, it is a God of fear. A vengeful God who doles out punishment and smites us down at our smallest transgressions. But it is a fortune of all of us as Sai devotees that we have feasted our eyes on the beautiful form of the Lord as He walked on earth. We basked in His love and we experienced God And we could say that God is nothing but pure love. And when that love descends upon us in torrents, words fail us. And the only way we can describe that experience is to say that this is the love of 1,000 mothers. This love is not something that merely humans responded to, but even some chosen denizens from the animal kingdom. Many of us know and have even watched Enchanted at Swami's playful interactions with his pet elephant Sai Geeta. But there is this one instance I want to share with you all today, because it is something that I witnessed at close hand. This was during one of the Krishnashtami celebrations here in Prashanti Nilayam. And as you all know, on that day, the students of the university, they bring the cows of Gokulam in a procession to the Kulwant Hall. In fact, that day, you will find an assortment of animals here. It's not just cows. You will find rabbits, peacocks, and even pigeons that are brought to the Kulwant Hall. And that day, someone had brought a small, cute little deer. I was watching this deer and it was fidgeting and squirming, because you just see it from the point of view of the deer. Around it there are such huge cows, so many people, unfamiliar sounds. You have Vedam on one side, you have bhajan going on the other side, and so it was so frightened. And as for the deer handler, well, it was all he could do to keep that deer in his hands from bounding away from him and darting into the crowds. Soon, Swami came in for darshan and went up to where the students were standing with the cows. His eyes fell upon that deer. And he did something unexpected. He asked for that deer to be placed in his hands. That frightened, that squirming, fidgety little thing, Swami asked for it to be placed in his hands. But that moment, when the deer was placed in his hands, suddenly that deer, it went so calm, as if all its fears had vanished away. It suddenly looked so very, very peaceful. Perhaps it realized that it was in the hands of none other than the mother of the universe itself. You can see on the screens here, Swami holding that deer in his hands, and it was so comfortable that after some time it even began nuzzling against Swami's neck, because all its fears, all its anxieties, everything had just vanished away. Our brothers from the United Kingdom here, they just chanted the Gayatri Mantra for us. And Bhagwan has explained in the significance of the Gayatri Mantra, it confers so many benefits on the people who chant the Gayatri Mantra. And Swami explained one benefit. He said, Sarva Dukkha Nivarini Gayatri. Those who chant the Gayatri, all their fears, all their sorrows, their anxieties, everything melts away. And Swami is none other than the embodiment of the Gayatri Mantra. And it is but natural that in His presence, all our fears, all our sorrows just melt away. One of my close associates, he narrated this incident. His father had been diagnosed with blockages in his heart, and Swami mercifully had arranged for the surgery to be conducted here in our super speciality hospital. And Swami had assembled an expert team of cardiac surgeons for the purpose. Even the evening prior to the surgery, Swami went to visit the patient and supervise all the arrangements. When Swami came back to Kulwant Hall that evening, he called this boy for an interview. See, with Swami having made all the arrangements, this boy still had a tinge of fear, a tinge of worry in his heart. Swami saw this. So in the interview room, Swami asked him, are you still scared? Are you still afraid? And the boy confessed, yes, Swami, I still am a little scared. And Swami did something very beautiful. He placed that boy's head on his lap. And then he started gently stroking his hair. And as my friend described, he said, at that moment, he felt such a peace, such a calm descend upon him as he realized that with Bhagwan taking care of everything, there was nothing that he had to fear, because Sarva Dukkha Nivarini Gayatri. There is one more facet to the Gayatri mantra that Swami describes. He says that the Gayatri mantra protects those who chant it. Swami explains, Gayantam Trayate Iti Gayatri. The Gayatri mantra protects those who chant it. And I have seen with my own eyes, the moment this prayer, it touches Swami's heart, he rushes to protect his devotee. This is an incident I witnessed when I was a student at Bhagwan's university. It was a practice at that time that the students who sought Swami's blessings, either during their birthday or for any important occasion, that they would bring in a tray with items they wanted to get blessed by Bhagwan, and they would be seated here, right in front for darshan. And Swami would come during darshan and he would bless those items. And that day too, darshan was at 3 p.m. And during darshan, Swami blessed those students and he retired into the interview room. 1 hour later, 4 p.m., one lone student, he walked in with a tray and he went and took his place among those students. And I was so intrigued, I was watching him. I was wondering, how did he fancy his chances of getting blessed by Bhagwan, because he had walked in that late and Swami was already in the interview room. There was a little backstory to this. This student had, his family had gone through some tragic times. His father had met a very violent end. And his very brave mother, she was doing all she could to make sure that her two sons received the best education. They were studying in Bhagwan's college over here. But a stage had come when the mother could no longer pay even the nominal fees that are charged at the hostel over here. So this student was facing the prospect of leaving Bhagwan's university to take up a job to fend for his family. So that is why he had come that day out of turn with a prayer to Bhagwan to permit him to continue to be at his lotus feet. He had come with that letter expressing his predicament and his prayer to Bhagwan. He had hardly sat down, he was just about to sit down, when a sharp sound rent the air, and that was the sound of the door of the interview room as it was flung open. And Swami rushed out of the interview room and the student was seated here. Swami looked at him and there was anguish writ large on his face. And in a loud voice, we could hear it sitting all the way here, we could hear him say, Inta sepo yenduku, why did you take this long? What an irony. When we devotees in suffering, we chide the Lord. We say, Lord, how long will you keep us in this agony? But on that day, it was the Lord who turned the tables on his devotee and asked him, what took you so long? That boy, he rushed to Swami and he did not even have to give his letter. Swami immediately called the registrar and instructed him then and there to make arrangements for this boy to continue his studies at the university. And in a loud ringing voice that could be heard by all of us, Swami declared, I will take care of this boy from head to toe. Gayantam Trayate Iti Gayatri. The Gayatri mantra protects those who submit themselves at her lotus feet. What is it that this mother expects from all of us? What does she aspire? See, it is our duty as Swami's children to stand in that inquiry. What does God want from each one of us? And to take that inquiry a little forward, let me recall one incident that Kasturi Garu describes. So this happened way back in those good old times when Swami would go over to the Chitravati sands with devotees. But at that time it happened that it was for a very long period, it seemed that Swami did not wish to go to the Chitravati sands. After a very long hiatus, the devotees decided that it was time to do something. So it was that they requested Kasturi Garu to represent their prayer to Bhagwan that he should resume the visits to Chitravati. So Kasturi Garu with a few devotees, he went over to Swami's room to submit this prayer. And Swami would not relent. And Kasturi Garu even said, Swami, you do not need the sands of Chitravati for these miracles. These sands here, which we are using for construction, we can even do this over here. At that moment, Swami turned to those devotees and said, mark these words, sisters and brothers. He said, miracles and miracles you clamor, but do you know what my greatest miracle is? And even as the devotees looked at Swami, Swami said, you are my greatest miracle. Swami would be seated here for darshan sometimes. And from that vantage point, you can see each face, the face of each person sitting in Kulwant Hall very clearly. Even the person who is seated right at the back. Of course, he knew what each one of us was going through, what our concerns were. Some of us maybe we worried about the exams we would have in a few weeks from now. Some of us had concerns about our health. Maybe some had issues back at home. Maybe family issues with finances. And I'm sure that Swami was moved by our plight. But sometimes I wonder, as Swami sat there and looked at each one of us with his hands waving in the air, was he wondering when one of us would come up to him and ask him for that one thing which is our true inheritance, our own divine nature? This, I assert, sisters and brothers, is that miracle that Swami wants us to create in our own lives. In the mantras that have been recited over this last week, they intone again and again, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, you are that, you are that. And when we come here, we are seated in front of Bhagwan, how many of us will go up to him and ask him for that, our legacy? Once, Swami, during darshan, this was those times when Swami would come for darshan in a golf cart. After darshan, Swami went out into the ashram, Prashantinilayam. And as you can imagine, crowds would throng in the roads of Prashantinilayam because this was a chance where he could see Swami very close. One such day, as Swami was going, he saw among those crowds, there was one student. And he was standing just a little behind those people. And Swami beckoned to him to come and join him. So that student, he came. And as the golf cart was going ahead, he also joined and he started walking next to Swami. But after a little while, Swami was again indicating to this student. And we realized that Swami wanted him to actually sit beside him in the golf cart. So naturally this boy was a little embarrassed and he respectfully declined. Later, as I thought about this incident, it struck me that this is what happens with each one of us. See, Swami beckons us, He calls us near Him. We even walk along the path that Swami has indicated. But what Swami aspires from each one of us is that can we take our place beside Him? Can we take our place beside Him and shine with our own divinity? The Gayatri Mantra, it dispels the sorrows of those who chant it, yes. It also protects those devotees who chant it. But the most important facet that Swami describes about the Gayatri, it is a prayer for enlightenment. Dhiyo yo nah prachodayat. Lord, grant me that intellect that illumines. In a few minutes from now, we will be listening to Swami's discourse. Many decades ago, Swami toured the length and breadth of this state. He would go from place to place, granting darshan to the devotees there and giving His divine discourses. The Radio Sai archives, they have one photo taken from a tour of Swami. And in that photo we see Swami is standing on top of a car, on the hood of a car, and from there Swami is granting His discourse to all the devotees there. It is a very poignant pic. Can you just imagine that the Lord of the universe, He took that pains, He was willing to take the pains to climb atop a car to make it His Shanti Vedika. It moved me so much that Swami had such compassion and such a drive to raise the consciousness of His devotees. So today, when we listen to this discourse of Bhagwan, let us be aware of that powerful intention behind every word of Bhagwan. And in our hearts, let us pray to Bhagwan for the one thing that He wants us all to pray for, and that is for enlightenment. Dhi yo yo nah prachodayat. O Lord, grant me that intellect that illumines. With gratitude to Bhagwan for this opportunity and privilege to be part of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha, and thanking each one of you for your patient listening, I request your permission to conclude my talk. Jai Sai Ram.
To provide a fitting finale to the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha, we next have a music program by Srimati Devaki Pandit. Srimati Devaki Pandit is a blessed soul and has performed in front of Bhagwan's divine presence during his 70th and 73rd birthdays. Music touches every heart and enriches every soul. Devaki Pandit is a talented, versatile musician vocalist and pursues her quest towards musical excellence with unabated zeal and determination. Her faith in her gurus, Pandit Vasantrao Kulkarni, Pandit Haldankar, Pandit Jitendra Abhisheki, and Gana Saraswati Kishore Tai Amonkar is total. They have inspired her to widen her horizons and imbibe different genres and develop her own style. Her music is a unique blend of aesthetic values instilled by her gurus Abhishek Ji and Kishore Ji, which one experiences in her renderations. Her unique interpretation of traditional music is evident in her self-composed albums, the Ganadish, Aradhana Mahakali, Naman Ganesha, and Argya, to name a few. Being at ease with all genres of music, her repertoire spans from traditional classical music to bhajans, ghazals, film songs, and fusion music. The awards as diverse as Young Maestro from APJ Abdul Kalam or Aditya Birla Kala Kiran Puraskar for classical music to the Maharashtra government's Best Playback Singer awarded 3 times is a recognition of her versatility. Performing for various audiences in India and abroad, composing for some memorable albums, and even an occasional stint in teaching at international university at Moscow has broadened her perspective. Her pursuit to unfold the mystery called music to the new generation of listeners world over continues with passion. Before I invite the musicians to the stage, I would pray to our beloved Bhagwan to bless us all with the divine discourse. Thank you, Sairam.
ఈశ్వరునకు ఏది పుష్పంబు ఇష్టమగును ఈశ్వరునకేది పుష్పంబు ఇష్టమగును యజ్ఞవాటిని పాటింప ఏమి చేయు ఇంద్రియంబుల త్యాగమే ఇష్టమగును ఇంద్రియంబుల త్యాగమే ఇష్టమగును క్షమయే ఈశ్వరునకు శాంతియగును ఉన్న మాటను తెలుపుచున్న మాట ఉన్న మాటను తెలుపుచున్న మాట
What is the flower that God likes? What is to be offered there at the altar of this yajna in the sacrificial fire? It is the sensual pleasure that has got to be sacrificed. It is the forbearance which is the peace. This is the word of truth declared.
Prema sarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
Krutayag tretayagam nandu. Anati mahashudu. Aneka vidhamunaitvanti margamulu yandu. Yagnamulu kavistu vacharu.
Way back in Krutayuga and Tretayuga. The sages and the seers performed sacred rituals.
Dwapara yugamulandu kudanu Vishwamitrudu yajnam salpadu.
We also heard of Vishwamitra performing yajna in Dwapara age.
Bahyamaina laukikamaina praaptamainatvanti rakshasulanu dunumadi yajnam samapti gavinchadu.
The yajna came to a conclusion after annihilating the wickedness and the cruelty and the demonic nature.
Dushta gunamulanu dushta bhavamulanu dushta swarupamulanu dunumu chesi tadupariye shanti 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 ani yajnamunu paripurnam gavinchadu.
The yajna came to conclusion by repeating this word shanti thrice. Only after annihilating the wicked qualities, the wild nature in man.
Samapti nedu yajnam samapti.
Today is the concluding day of Yajna.
Saptasati Yajnamalo ee naati samapti yokka antarathamanu gurtinchadaniki prayatninchali.
We have to make an attempt to know the inner significance of the concluding day of Yajna.
Prati manavuni yandu kudanu ee yokka indriyamula yokka patramu indriyamula yokka durmargamu indriyamula yokka aavedana అనేక విధములుగా మనం చూస్తూనే ఉన్నాం.
We find in every man the sensual pleasure, the agitations and the desires of all the senses prevailing.
ఇవన్నీ కూడాను కేవలము కల్పితమైనటువంటివి.
However, they are all of your own making.
బాహ్యమైనటువంటివి.
They are external.
ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటివి.
They are worldly.
ఇవి కేవలము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రకృతి యొక్క లక్షణాలు.
They are all the qualities of this ephemeral world.
Aithe ee yagnam yokka antaratham emiti?
However, what is the inner significance of yagna?
Bhagavantudu pravrutti nivrutti yokka tattvamunu prabodhisthu untadu.
God teaches us the outward and the inward processes.
Pravrutti taranundi prarambhamayyetundi yokka durgunamulu duracharamulu durbhavamulu.
The outward nature, the trend represents the wicked, the cruel, bad qualities in man.
నివృత్తి యొక్క లక్ష్యములు హృదయం నుండి ఆవిర్భవించేటువంటి యొక్క సత్యము ప్రేమ సహనము సానుభూతి.
All those that come out of the inward path are the truth, love, the forbearance and sacrifice.
హృదయం నుండి ఆవిర్భవించేటువంటి యొక్క సద్గుణములు నిరంతరం కూడా శాశ్వతమై ఉంటాయి.
Those qualities that come out of the heart are permanent.
ప్రవృత్తి అయిన హెడ్ నుంచి ప్రారంభమయ్యేటువంటి యొక్క దుర్గుణములు తాత్కాలికంగా మాత్రమే బాధలిస్తుంటాయి.
The qualities of the external path are temporary and make you suffer.
దీన్ని ఎవరికి అర్పితం గావించాలి?
To whom are they to be offered?
భగవంతుడు అన్నారు.
They are to be offered to God.
భగవంతుడు అనగా ఏంటి? భగవాన్ అంటే ఏం? దీని అర్థం?
What is the meaning of this word? భగవంతుడు, భగవాన్.
భగవాన్,
భగవాన్.
భా అనగా కాంతిని, కాంతిని ప్రసరింపజేసేటువంటి వాడు.
Bha means the one who sheds light.
ప్రకాశమును అందించేటువంటి వాడు.
The one who passes on the light.
తేజస్సును కలిగించేటువంటి వాడు.
He is very illumination.
వెలుగును అభివృద్ధి పరిచేటువంటి వాడు.
He increases the radiance.
ఇది భకారం యొక్క అంతరార్థము.
All this is contained within this letter.
గానగా దీనిని వ్యాప్తి గావించేటువంటి ఒక తత్వము.
Ga means this expansive nature, vastness.
వ్యాప్తి గావించటము.
What is to be expanded?
కాంతిని, ప్రకాశాన్ని, తేజస్సును వ్యాప్తి గావించటమే.
It is the shed, it is the light, the illumination that has got to be spread.
One. దీనికి సమర్థుడు భగవంతుడే.
God is only authority, the right one to spread.
భగవాన్ అనగా కాంతిని ప్రసరింపజేసేటువంటి సమర్థుడు భగవంతుడే అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించడం అత్యవసరము.
God is the right one to spread this illumination, brilliance or light.
కనుక మన యందుండినటువంటి ఒక కాంతి చాలా తేజవంతమైనటువంటిది.
The light within is so brilliant.
దీన్ని తమసోమా జ్యోతిర్గమయ అన్నారు.
దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఈస్ సెడ్.
కప్పబడినటువంటి యొక్క చీకటిని వేరు చేసి పారద్రోలి ప్రకాశమును ప్రశాంతిని ప్రబోధించి ప్రకాశింపచేయటం.
ద ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ డార్క్నెస్ ఇస్ డిస్పెల్డ్ అండ్ ద లైట్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ ఇస్ స్ప్రెడ్.
ఇలాంటి ప్రకాశతత్వము ప్రతి మానవుని ఎందుకు అత్యవసరము.
This kind of the light of wisdom is most essential to every man.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ప్రవృత్తి తత్వం అన్ని కూడాను కేవలము భౌతికమైనటువంటి యొక్క సెన్స్ అనగా ఇంద్రియముల ద్వారానే మనకు ప్రారంభమవుతున్నాయి.
The external path requires the indulgence of the senses.
కానీ ఇంద్రియములకును ఇంద్రియ భూతములకును వ్యత్యాసం ఉన్నది.
There is difference between senses and elements.
కనుక ఈ భూతములు అనేటువంటిది దైవంతో సమానము.
Elements are divine.
కనుకనే పంచభూతములు అన్నారు.
So it is said పంచభూత, five elements.
పంచభూతములు అనగా భూమి, పృథ్వీ.
Meaning the earth.
భూతది. దీనిని భూదేవి అని పిలిచారు.
This also called Mother Earth.
రెండవది జలము.
సెకండ్ వాటర్,
దీన్ని గంగాదేవి అని పిలిచారు.
వాటర్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యాస్ గంగాదేవి.
మూడవది అగ్ని.
థర్డ్ ఫైర్,
అగ్నిదేవుడు అని పిలిచారు.
ఫైర్ ఇస్ రిప్రజెంటెడ్ యాస్ ఫైర్ గాడ్.
నాలుగవది వాయువు.
ఫోర్ విన్,
దీనికి వాయుదేవుడు అని పిలిచారు.
విన్ గాడ్ ఇస్ నోన్ యాస్ విన్ గాడ్.
ఐదవది ఆకాశము.
ఫిఫ్త్ వన్ స్పేస్,
ఆకాశమే శబ్ద బ్రహ్మము అన్నారు.
ద స్పేస్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ ద సన్.
కాబట్టి ఈ పంచభూతములకు పరమాత్మ పేరుని ఆవిర్భవింపచేసి పరమాత్మ పేరుతోనే ఉచ్చరిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Therefore these five elements are basically divine and worshipped as divine.
దేవుడనగా ఎవరనగా పంచభూతములే.
Who is God? Is represented by five elements.
ఈ పంచభూతములు సర్వలయందు కూడా ఉంటున్నది.
The five elements are in everyone.
సమస్త స్థలములయందు కూడాను వ్యాపించినటువంటిది.
They are located in every place.
సర్వ ప్రదేశములయందు కూడాను సంచరించేటువంటిది.
They move about all over.
సర్వ దేశస్థులకు కూడాను ఇది సమానమైనటువంటిది.
They are equal to people of all nations.
సర్వత పాదిపాదం తత్సర్వతోచి శిరోముఖం సర్వత స్మృతిమల్లోకి సర్వమావృతిష్ఠతి. దీనికి దేశకాల పాత్రలు ఏమాత్రము భేదము లేదు.
ఇట్ హాస్ నో డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఆర్ కన్సిడరేషన్స్ యాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బియాండ్ టైమ్ అండ్ స్పేస్.
అన్ని దేశముల యందు కూడాను ఈ పంచభూతములు ప్రకటిస్తూనే ఉన్నాయి.
ద ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ కంట్రీస్.
ఏ వ్యక్తి కానీ ఏ దేశములు కానీ ఈ పంచభూతములు కాదని చెప్పడానికి వీలు కాదు.
నో నేషన్ నో ఇండివిజువల్ కెన్ డినై ద ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్.
ఏ సైంటిస్ట్ కూడాను దీన్ని వేరు చేయడానికి సాధ్యం కాదు.
నో సైంటిస్ట్ కెన్ సెపరేట్ దీస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్.
పంచభూతములు ప్రాణ సమానము.
The five elements constitute life.
ప్రతి వ్యక్తి ఎందుకూడను ఇది పంచభూత ప్రాణములతో సమానంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
In every individual the five elements are present.
దీనినే భారతీయులు ప్రాణ అపాన వ్యాన ఉదాన సమాన అనే పేరుతో ప్రార్థిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
These are prayed as five life breaths, the life principles of man.
కనుకనే ఇవన్నీ కూడా భగవంతుని యొక్క ఆకారములే.
They are all the very forms of God.
కానీ అట్టి ఆకారములు గుర్తించడము సామాన్యమైన వాళ్లకు సరైనటువంటిగా కనిపించదని ఉద్దేశంతో భగవంతుని కొన్ని రూపములుగా నిర్మించుకుని తద్వారా భగవంతుని ప్రార్థిస్తూ ఆరాధిస్తూ ఆనందాన్ని పొందుతూ వచ్చారు.
As it is possible, as it is not possible for the ordinary one to imagine the God and his form, they have assumed the forms of their own choice and started worshiping.
ఎట్టి దోషములు లేవు.
In fact, there are no mistakes at all basically.
పంచభూతముల యొక్క ప్రభుత్వం యందు మాత్రమే ఈ దోషములన్నీ కనిపిస్తున్నాయి.
It is only the expression of the five elements where you find some
mistakes. ఇవన్నీ ప్రవృత్తి యొక్క లక్షణాలు.
There are all the nature of the external
power. తన నుంచి పుట్టేటువంటి విద్యలన్నీ కూడా ప్రవృత్తి విద్యలే.
All the knowledge that we acquire is external.
మనం నేర్చినవన్నీ కూడా ప్రవృత్తి విద్యలే.
All the knowledge that we acquire is external.
ఆచరించినవన్నీ కూడా ప్రవృత్తి విద్యలే.
All the knowledge is external.
కంటితో చూచినవి చెవులతో విన్నవి మనసుతో అనుభవించినవి కూడాను పంచభూతముల యొక్క సొంతములే.
All that you listen to, all that you watch, all that you think of,
ఇవన్నీ ప్రవృత్తి యొక్క లక్షణాలే.
They are all the nature of the external.
కానీ నివృత్తి యొక్క లక్షణమే చాలా నిర్గుణంగా నిరాకారంగా ఉంటుంటాయి.
But the qualities of the inner path are formless, attributeless, permanent and pure.
దీనిని నిర్గుణం నిరంజనం సనాతనం నికేతనం నిత్య శుద్ధ బుద్ధ ముక్త నిర్మల స్వరూపినం అన్నారు.
The inward path has been described as pure, unsullied, eternal, nectarine, immortal,
stable, changeless.
It is permanent all over.
ఇట్టి శాశ్వతమైనటువంటి యొక్క గుణములను అభివృద్ధి చేసుకుని
we have to develop these permanent qualities.
అనిత్యము అశాశ్వతమైనటువంటి సాత్కాలికమైనటువంటి ప్రవృత్తి లక్షణాలను మనం దూరం గావించి
in fact we have to distance ourselves from these temporary ephemeral momentary qualities.
శాంతిని పొందాలి.
And we should earn mental
మానవుడనగా ఎవరు.
Who is, what is this?
శరీర మనసు ఆత్మల యొక్క మూడింటి యొక్క సమ్మిళితమైన స్వరూపమే.
Man is a combination of the body, mind and the spirit.
బాడీ పనులు చేస్తుంది.
బాడీ యాక్ట్స్.
మైండ్ విచారణ సల్పుతుంది.
మైండ్ ఎంక్వైర్స్.
ఆత్మ సాక్షిభూతిగా ఉంటాయి.
ఆత్మ ద స్పిరిట్ స్టాండ్స్ ద
విట్నెస్. ప్రతి కర్మ కూడాను దేహం అత్యవసరము.
దేర్ఫోర్ టు ఫర్ ఎవరీ యాక్టివిటీ బాడీ ఇస్ ఎసెన్షియల్.
కర్మలు ఆచరించేటువంటిది దేహమే.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ద బాడీ దట్ యాక్ట్స్.
మంచి చెడ్డలు నిర్ణయించేటువంటిది మనసే.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ద మైండ్ దట్ డిసైడ్స్ గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్.
దీనిని పురస్కరించుకుని ఆత్మ దీనికి సాక్షిభూతంగా ఉంటాయి.
ఫర్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఆత్మ ద స్పిరిట్ స్టాండ్స్ ద విట్నెస్.
శాశ్వతంగా ఉండేటువంటిది ఆత్మనే.
ది స్పిరిట్ ఇస్ పర్మనెంట్.
విచారణ సల్పనది మనసే.
It is the mind that distinguishes. And then it is the body
that behaves.
Man is the combination of these three.
కనుకనే ఈ మానవుడు
this man
శరీరమును
the body
మనస్సును
the mind
ఆత్మతో కలిసి ఉండినప్పుడు
and when he is in the company of the self
ఇతనే పరిపూర్ణ మానవుడు ఉంటారు.
And he that makes the total manhood.
కానీ మనస్సును ఆత్మను త్యజించి
బట్ ఇఫ్ హి గివ్స్ అప్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఆత్మ,
కేవలం శరీరమును మాత్రమే అనుభవించే సమయం లోపల,
if he just experiences with this body,
దీన్ని పశుత్వము అన్నారు,
he comes down to the level of animality,
ఈ శరీరము మనసు రెండు చేరి ఆత్మను విసర్జించినప్పుడు,
therefore when the body and the mind together give up the atma,
దానవత్వము అన్నారు,
and this is called the demonic nature,
శరీరమును మనసును త్యజించి,
if body and mind are given up,
ఆత్మ సత్వంలో మాత్రమే జీవించేటువంటి దాన్ని దైవత్వము అన్నారు.
If the life proceeds along the line of the spirit, it is divinity.
కేవలం ఆత్మతో మనం సంబంధం కల్పించుకోవటమే.
The divine path wants you to establish relationship with
ఆత్మ. అభిమానమును మాత్రమే మనం అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవాలి.
One should have attachment to the self.
ఈ దేహాభిమానం అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవటం వల్ల అది పశుత్వంగా మారిపోతుంటారు.
The body attachment is responsible for bestial nature.
దేహంతో పాటు మనసును కూడా చేర్చడం చేతనే దానవత్వంగా రూపొందుతుంది.
As the mind follows the body, it makes you a demon.
ఈ రెండింటిని త్యజించి ఆత్మ యొక్క సంబంధమునే కలిగించుకోవటము ఆత్మాభిమానం అన్నారు.
One has to sacrifice both these two and develop attachment.
ఆత్మాభిమానమే నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క తేజో సంబంధమైనటువంటిది.
Attachment to the self is really brilliant and effulgent.
కనుకనే
so
మానవుడు ఇచ్చినటువంటి ఈ మూడింటిని,
the three that are gifted,
సద్వినియోగపరిచి,
must be properly used,
సదాచారంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టి,
take to right path,
కాలకర్మకారణ కర్తవ్యాన్ని పురస్కరించుకుని,
based on the circumstances and the
సమయ స్ఫూర్తిగా వీటిని వినియోగించుకోవాలి.
We have to make use of them in the appropriate right way.
ఏదో మనసున్నది కదా అని ఇష్ట ప్రకారం దానిని ప్రసరింప చేయకూడదు.
Just as the mind is given, you cannot think as you like.
పరిమితములు ఉంటున్నాయి.
The thinking must be under certain limits.
ఏది చేయవచ్చును, ఏది చేయకూడదు.
What is to be done, what is not to be done.
ఏది మంచి, ఏది చెడ్డ.
What is good, what is bad.
అనే విచారణ శక్తి మనసుకు ఉంటుండాలి.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My ardent gratitude towards Swami and all his devotees for giving me and my accompanying artists and my co-artists the opportunity and to get the blessings today on this auspicious day of Dasara. Wishing all of you here a very, very happy Dasara. I would like to present some bhajans as seva. Please bless all of us. On tabla is Shri Prashant Pandav. On the harmonium is Niranjan Lele. And on the pakhavaj is Shri Bhandwalkar. I begin my recital, my seva, with stuti, Ganesh stuti, which is composed by my Guruji. It's in Raag Hansadhvani.
Chandrama, ah. Gajanana
హరణ గజానన గజానన గజాన గజానన గజానన గజానన
तुम बिन सब जग खारो लागे
नागराज present one more Meera Bhajan.
Ah, 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 ah.
गिरिधर के घर जाऊं मैं, गिरिधर के घर जाऊं मैं, गिरिधर के घर जाऊं मैं, गिरिधर के मैं, गिरिधर के
गिरिधर के घर जाऊं।
All Sai devotees, please join me in this bhajan. Payu ji maine Ram Ratan dhan payo, payo ji maine Ram Ratan dhan payo. Payu ji maine Ram Ratan dhan payo.
पायो जी मैंने भव सागर तर आयो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो
मन से कहो राम राम राम
राम राम राम
Shiva Shambhu Kumara
Amba Bhavani Shiva Shambhu Kumara
Amba Bhavani Shiva Shambhu Kumara
Amba Bhavani Shiva Shambhu Kumara
Shri Gananatha Shantakara
Shri Gananatha
Shantakara
Shri Gananatha Shantakara
Purana Purusha Satya Sainatha
Purana Purusha Satya Sainatha
Purana Purusha Satya Sainatha
Purana Purusha
Swarupa Pratisha
Pranav
Swarupa Pratisha
Pranav Swarupa Pratisha
Amba Bhavani Shiva Shambhu Kumara
Amba Bhavani Shiva Shambhu Kumara
Shantakara
Shri Gananatha Shantakara
Purana Purusha Satya Sainatha
Purana Purusha Satya Sainatha
Pranava Swarupa Pratisha
Pranava Swarupa
స్వరూపా పరతిశా అంబా భవానీ శివ శంభు కుమారా
శివ శివ హర హర భోల మహేశ్వర శంభు శంకరా
శివ శివ హర హర భోల మహేశ్వర
శంభు
శంకరా
శివ శివ హర హర భోల మహేశ్వర శంభు శంకరా
శివ శివ హర హర భోల మహేశ్వర
జటాధర గౌరీ మనోహర శంభో శంకరా
జటాధర గౌరీ మనోహర శంభో శంకరా
గంగ జటాధర గౌరీ మనోహర శంభో శంకరా శివ హర హర భోల మహేశ్వర శంభు శంకరా
Shailishwar Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shambho.
Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shambho.
Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shambho Mahadeva.
Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shambho Mahadeva.
Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shambho Mahadeva.
Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankara
Shambho.
Dama 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 Rupaji Shankara Ghan 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 Tabaji.
Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shambho
Mahadeva. Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Dama 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 Rupaji Shankara Ghan 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 Tabaji. Har Har Bholi Nath Shambho, Har Sai Nath Shambho.
Har Har
Har Bholi Nath Shambho, Har Sai Nath Shambho.
Shankara Shiv Shankara Shiv Shankara Shambho.
Shankara Shiv Shankara Shiv Shankara Shambho. Namah Shiva.
Shiva Shankara Shiva Shambho Mahadeva.
Bolo 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 sabhi bolo Om Namah Shivaya.
Bolo bolo sabhi bolo Om Namah Shivaya.
Bolo bolo sab mil bolo Om Namah Shivaya.
Bolo bolo sab mil bolo Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya.
सब मिल बोलो ओम नमः शिवाय झूठ जठा में गंगा धारी
झूठ जठा में गंगा धारी
झूठ जठा में गंगा धारी त्रिशूल धारी डमरू बजावे डमरू बजावे डम 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 डमरू बजा डम 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 डमरू बजा शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय बोलो बोलो सब मिल बोलो ॐ नमः शिवाय झूठ जठा में गंगा धारी त्रिशूल धारी डमरू बजावे डम 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 रू बजा गूंज उठाओ नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय
సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జ్ఞాన అనంతం బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జ్ఞాన అనంతం బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జ్ఞాన అనంతం బ్రహ్మ సత్యం బ్రహ్మ
జగదీశ హరే స్వామి సత్య సాయి హరే భక్త జనా సంరక్షక భక్త జనా సంరక్షక ప్రతి మహేశ్వర ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే శివదనా శ్రీకర సర్వా ప్రాణపతి స్వామి
సమస్త లోకా
sukhino bhavantu samasta loka sukhino bhavantu.
Sai Baba Ji Ki
Jai. Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings, tomorrow's evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 4:30 with Veda chanting. At 5 p.m., an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, Sri Ajit Popat from the United Kingdom, will be addressing all of us. The evening program will conclude with bhajans and mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba Vari Divya Anugraha Asisulato, Repu Sayantram, Nitya Veda Parana Manantaram, Aidu Gantalaku, Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapam Yandu, Swami Vari Chirakala Bhaktulu, United Kingdom Vastavyulu, Aina 20 Sri Ajit Popat Garu, ప్రసంగిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంత్ర కార్యక్రమం భజన మరియు మంగళహారతితో ముగియును. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.